Well, this morning we've been looking at names and titles and thinking about the significance of some of our own names and other people's, as well as the names for Jesus and the names for God. And of course, names are important. Whether we like the names we've been given or not, our names do give us an identity, and we use them all the time. In fact, here in England at the moment, we have to use them if we want a national insurance number and access to a job, or a passport and the right to travel, and so on and so on. And quite often when parents are naming a new baby, I think they choose a name that they like, and then if they're wise, they go and check out the meaning of the name to make sure it's okay. Their child has to live with it for a lifetime. But sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes parents choose a name because they like the meaning of the name. And that was what Mary and Joseph were instructed to do. They were instructed to choose the name Jesus for their new baby because of the meaning of Jesus, not just because it was a nice name. So they were told that their new baby should be called Jesus, and quite specifically told before he was born, a Greek form of the Hebrew word Joshua, which means he saves. Because as Joseph was told, Jesus was to fulfill prophecy and save his people from their sins. And I'm sure that more than one group, in fact, have put the name Saviour on our board there this morning. Well, in our Bible reading this morning from Luke's Gospel, Simeon also identifies Jesus as God is salvation. Mary and Joseph, we're told, took their new baby to the temple in Jerusalem to dedicate him to God, and followed the Jewish law by making the sacrifice that they needed to at the end of the first month after the baby's birth. And as the parents of a very special baby entrusted to them by God, they did what they believed to be the right thing. They obeyed the law. And so they were in the temple at that particular day. Now, at the same time and in the same place, we're told, there were two other people called Simeon and Anna. Simeon was perhaps one of the priests at the temple, and Anna, we're told, was a regular worshipper. She spent a lot of time at the temple in fasting and prayer. Simeon had gone to the temple that day because he was a devout man, he was filled with God's Spirit, and he was waiting to see God's plan of salvation. And so he was listening to God's guidance through the Spirit. And when he felt led by the Spirit to go to the temple, he went. He obeyed what he felt led to do. And initially, I'm sure Simeon can't have known why he felt led to go to the temple on that particular day at that particular time. But because he was listening and because he was obedient, he was there at the right moment. So Simeon and Anna were both devout Jews, obedient to God, committed, faithful, and we're told, patiently waiting for God to send his promised Messiah. And they must have been waiting and being patient for quite a long time. Obviously, they were both older people, but we're told that Anna was told when she was 84. So that's quite a long wait. But there she was, expectant in the temple, believing that God still had something very wonderful to reveal to her about his future plan of salvation. So maybe some of us have a bit longer to wait yet, if you've got to wait for 84. We're never too old or too experienced in the Christian faith to learn more about God and more about what God wants to reveal to us. But like Simeon and Anna, if we want to learn, and if we want to be open to the Spirit's leading, we have to be listening, we have to be ready to obey, so that we're in the right place at the right time to learn more of God's plans for us. God could only fulfill his promise to Simeon and Anna at that time in the temple. And because he was there at the right place at the right time, Simeon was able to hear about God's promise, and he was able to even take the baby in his arms and give thanks to God for what God was doing for his plan of salvation. And so on that day, Mary and Joseph would also no doubt have been thinking about what had happened at the time of Jesus' birth. And I'm sure that there were two titles for the baby that God had entrusted to their care, which we've recently read about in the Christmas story, that must have been in their minds as Jesus' parents at that time. One title, of course, Jesus, meaning Saviour, somebody who will save his people from their sins and be a light to reveal God's presence and God's will to all people, Jews and Gentiles. And the other title, which we particularly think about and remember at Christmas time, of course, is Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And that's what happened at that first Christmas, isn't it? So as we look forward to a new year, starting today, we can look forward to a year in which whatever happens to us, we're assured of God's presence with us and God's love and forgiveness for us. That's a pretty good beginning for a new year. I'm sure a lot of you, like me, are still dealing with a pile of Christmas cards. If they're not all still up, you're looking forward to taking them down or doing something with the Christmas cards. It's great to receive Christmas cards. And I've brought just one this morning, which I actually received on Christmas Day itself. Although it had come by from Wales, it had come via, and was put into my hand on Christmas Day. And I thought I'd just read what it says on the front of that particular Christmas card. Because the card says, God sent us a saviour. If our greatest need had been about information, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So God sent us a saviour. This Christmas, may you see and know anew how great his love is toward you. That's a pretty interesting Christmas card.